Marion Harris, could you please tell me how you discovered Morton Bartlett and what year it was?
Yes, it was 1993, just after he died, and in a way it was a very ordinary discovery and then extraordinary at the same time. I was at an antique show in New York City and one person had all the pieces and he was clearing out his estate for a lawyer. But they weren't all unwrapped. So there was one booth with arms and legs and doll heads and unopened boxes. And I didn't really know what it was. But I knew I had to buy it.
How much did you know about Bartlett?
Nothing. Nothing at all. The only information was the 1963 Yankee magazine. And that's the, apart from his Harvard yearbook, that was the only written material that there was on him.
How much did you know about outsider art?
Not very much at all, actually. I was an antique dealer. I still am an antique dealer. And this was an antique show. So, obviously, I'm interested in art, but I was hardly even familiar with other outsider artists. And, in fact, when it became clear to me and others that this is a category he belonged in, there was a lot of disagreement because he was educated. But that doesn't mean it can't be outsider. The obsession was so clear.
When did you feel that he was at last being recognized?
I think in 1995 was the beginning when the Metropolitan Museum bought some photographs. And then when I knew that Art Brook was actually exhibiting them as part of their permanent collection. So really Lausanne is an integral and significant part of that consecration. For me, it's the obsession that makes it outsider and also the fact it's not derivative of anything else.
You've just discovered the display here. Can you tell me what you think about it?
Thrilled. Thrilled and delighted. There's a childlike quality that comes across. I'm delighted and thrilled.
Now, what kind of audience do you think can appreciate work like this?
I think across the board. So it crosses quite a few parameters, I think.
How do you think he kept this activity secret?
Well, it wasn't actually secret. It was private, but not secret. But nobody seemed to mind it was private. Everybody respected that. There was a fair consensus with everybody who knew him that this was all fantasy. There wasn't a dark reality behind it. There might have been a fantasy life. We don't know what. No one ever saw anything untoward in reality. So I think it's fair to say we know this was his fantasy life.